In Jesus' prayer for his disciples, he reveals God's hidden mysteries. He gives us a sneak peek into reality of God's peace through the grounding of his temporary place here on earth, where he is rooted in prayer. He is praying for his disciples who know him well, yet are just ordinary folk like you and me. A deep moral truth. Slowly must we discern the long-lasting tales that deal with people who did not seek to find more interesting life or to make a place for themselves in history. The real heroes are people who just landed in the stories that are told about them. Ordinary people who have found themselves unexpectedly called upon to act courageously and selflessly. I'll repeat that. A deep moral truth. Slowly must we discern that long-lasting tales deal with people who did not seek to find a more interesting life or to make a place for themselves in history. The real heroes are people who just landed in the stories that are told about them. Ordinary people who found themselves unexpectedly called upon to act courageously and selflessly. Jesus leads in his deeply practiced and embodied prayer. He gives us ordinary folks the platform to think and feel and release our struggles and gratitude out into the sphere of the cosmos. In a sense, this is our way of saying, "Hey God, make sense of all this." We are essentially asking God to order the good and bad chaos from the centers of ourselves, because we cannot find peace in that place of centering without God. The gift of freedom from time is necessary in God's grace. When Jesus prays, he brings the past and the present and the future into a timeless prayer time. And imagine that. There is no time in prayer. Unfortunately, some have translated this into there is no time for prayer rather than time in prayer. But the preposition, regardless whether it be in or for, expresses a spatial or a temporal state. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That here on earth, in this present moment, where time is ordered from beginning to endlessness and grace and peace, here we sit with the capability of this power of prayer. It is the greatest of God's gifts, this prayer. With this gift, we become extraordinary people, however you want to define extraordinary. I looked up the definition. Astonishing, amazing, surprising were, you know, one half of the definition, whereas bizarre, unusual, and odd is the other. You can pick or choose. And we can laugh, and we can sing, and we can paint, and we can sculpt, and we can play, and write, and speak, and dance, and think, and cry, and plant, and act, and read, and explore, and meet. God and God's glory is revealed through all of these. We, through Jesus' example in prayer, will be revealed God's glory. In testimony to God's divine revelation, I recently got to visit the Shu for the first time in the prison. The Shu is a place where the incarcerated go when they have broken the rules of the institution. It seemed like we were entering a bomb shelter, as there was no natural light and the walls and ground were cement and the doors were reinforced and well-locked steel. There were two hallways at opposite ends of the building, each with about a dozen cells, doors latched and bolted, with a perforated speaking hole and locked slot to receive food or, as I experienced, their medication. They are in their cells for about 23 hours a day, leaving about an hour of outdoor time in an 8 by 8 foot cage with razor wire on top. The women may be there for more than 3 weeks, up several months. And after, through a waiting process, for their count and permission of a couple different keys, Chaplain Ashforth and I were able to go down and offer reading materials such as a Bible and prayer. Not everyone cared to talk or wanted anything from us, but we asked for what people needed prayer and had brief casual conversation with those who did. It was a very gut-wrenching yet humbling experience, keeping my imagination of being caged up for a period of time in check. To focus on those women in the cells and offering prayer was the only thing that I could really do. Chaplain Ashforth was requested song, as well as there was an a cappella tune that rang out for all of them, whether they wanted to hear it or not. Shoo. That is S-H-U. Is an acronym for Solitary Housing Unit. And I looked this up in the dictionary. And I found the definition of shu and found that the noun for it was for the Confucian principle of refraining from actions towards others that would be disagreeable if done to oneself. Also, in the Egyptian religion, Shu is god of the air, sometimes represented with arms upraised, supporting the vault of heaven. God and God's irony. Let me tell you, I didn't feel that extraordinary. I felt downright uncomfortable, to be honest. It was only after we left that I realized that I fit into someone's story. Whether they remember our visit and prayer or not, together we became a part of one another's story. Being able to pray with others is not always easy. We never know what is coming from another's center. But God exists there in the center of each and every one of us, and allows whatever that is to be released into the cosmos. It is something that I recently, as a fourth-year seminarian, discovered and embodied through practice, to pray comfortably with others and for others. Jesus has revealed God's glory in his prayer, so that grace and peace can reveal our inner chaos through prayer. So go out as ordinary or extraordinary and be disciples in prayer. For Christ is praying for you always. It was Jesus' ascending wish. Amen.